All right, good afternoon, everybody. It is 2:05 Thursday afternoon, hot Montreal today. You are tuned into Movement Museum. My name is Jen Doan. I'm here with my co-host, Karen Fennell. Hi, Karen. How are you doing?
I'm good, Jen. How are you?
Good. So just want to let everybody know that you can listen to us or check us out on movementmuseum.com, check out our podcasts, and even listen to all of our old shows in the past by checking out, movementmuseum.com, and talk to us, share with us, blog with us, comment anything that you have relating to dance, to movement. We'd love to hear it. And today we've got another crazy show, which is awesome. I like this excitement. We've got seven different shows here from The Fringe, who is going to talk about and plug their show that's running. And Fringe has started last Thursday, and we've got till Sunday to check some of these shows out. So if you haven't hit it up, I would suggest doing so, because Fringe is just really hot and on fire right now. So let's get started, because we've got a lot of guests to talk to. We're going to go around the room, and we're just going to let everybody introduce themselves and tell us where you're from and, what your show is. So let's start with you guys right over here. Don't be shy. Get the mic.
Hello. My name's Tanner Harvey. I'm directing Ethereal Tribal. I'll pass it along to Sue.
I'm Sue, also from Ethereal Tribal. We're a Montreal belly dance company, and we're doing a show at Cabaret Mile End.
And I am Dominique. I also perform with Sue for Ethereal Tribal.
Awesome.
And I'm Joanne Gour, and I have a piece, Ensemble ou Séparé, Je me souviendrai de toi, at Studio Jean Valcourt.
Great. Hi, I'm Anique Matern. I'm in a show called En Long and In Short, and that's at the Geordie Space with my partner in crime right here.
Claire-Jean Calavareil pour En Long and In Short à 4001 Rue Berry, un show très, très hot, particulièrement aujourd'hui.
And hello, my name is Andrea De Kaiser, and I'm a choreographer and a performer in a show called Wolves and Selves.
I'm Erin Robinsong. I'm also in Wolves and Selves. It's a contemporary dance theater piece at the Ben Saint-Michel.
Hello, my name is Magali Gaines, and we are doing Sora here with
Emily Barrette.
And hi, my name is Paige Krause, and I'm from Louisiana, and we're here with a group, Collaborate 78, doing I've Stopped Having That Dream I've Been Having with...
I'm Philippe André Landry. I'm from Louisiana too, and I'm the composer and musician.
Awesome. So that's everybody. It's a lot of us in here. Cool. So let's go around again. And if you haven't mentioned where you're from and you're not from Montreal, but even if you are from Montreal, let us know. And just take a couple minutes. Tell us about your show, where it came from, what your inspiration is, and who are we going to start with? And each time everybody goes around, make sure you mention your show, just in case you excite a listener and they don't know who you are. Mm-hmm. Mention your name and your show each time.
Hello, so this is Dominique from Ethereal Tribal. Our show is a 45 minutes or so of belly dancing. So we do fusion belly dance. We take the belly dancing out of tradition and do all kinds of things with it. So by times it's very, very mysterious. Other moments it's... very funny and joyful and colorful. We have a lot of very colorful costumes, and we are 10 belly dancers of different sizes and shapes. We have two pairs of twins, and one of them is pregnant right now and still dancing. So it's very interesting. It's very much about the femininity of dance. It's very unique. I think if you've never seen belly dancing, this is a very good introduction to different styles and looks, and it's very artistic too. So, and it's been directed by Tanner Harvey, who made very interesting transitions in the show, so it flows really nicely. We've had very good comments. You should come see us at Cabaret Mile End. Our next show is on Saturday at 4, and there's a bar, and there's air conditioning. So you should totally come, have a drink, watch our show, and enjoy. It's just 1 hour.
So just Tanner, being the director, is that you're working as a choreographer as well?
No, most of the girls brought their own choreography to the piece. Actually, Sue asked me onto this project, and she essentially just sort of passed me 40 clips of different choreography that they had. go nuts. So I spent a week kind of parsing all that and looking it through and whittled it down to, I think, lucky 13. We have 13 pieces in it, and sort of put an order to them and a structure that made sense to my ear. Mm-hmm. And and then we just kind of worked on transitions and beginnings and ends and all that. And it was just a lot of fun. I mean, like when 10 belly dancers come and ask you to direct their show, you just say yes, right?
That's cool. So, Sue, what was the inspiration behind this? Did the seed come from you? Is it like your vision?
Well, a lot of it is work that we've been sort of playing with for a little while. But in terms of making it a fringe show, yeah, that was me. I love the fringe. It's like my favorite week of the year. It's the best time you can have. You meet so many great people. It's so much fun. And I thought that this would be a really great place, a great venue to bring belly dance. It's something that's a bit different for the fringe. I thought that as far as a dance piece goes, it's very accessible as well. It's kind of interesting for a lot of different people. You don't have to really know a lot about dance necessarily to get on board. And I just thought it would be a really fun project.
Do you guys keep like the authenticity of belly dancing in the work?
We definitely.
I've never really seen belly dancing.
Well, you should come.
Okay.
we do have a few pieces that are what would be considered more traditional belly dance, and then we also bring in a lot of different fusions as well, and some newer music, some non-traditional music. We have live music during the show as well. So it's all based in traditional belly dance, but we definitely take it in some new places. We don't strictly do traditional.
So that was Ethereal awesome. Tribal. So we're going to just move on to the next group, and we'll come back to you again. Joanne, let's talk to you about your show Ensemble.
Yes.
Où c'est par Je me souviendrai de toi.
Well, first of all, I am from Montreal. So, my show is a contemporary dance show. Also, I would say there's a lot of theatrical aspects because I have actually been a lot involved in theater also, and it has an approach that is maybe a little I wouldn't say exactly classical, but the visual aspect of it refers to, classical sculpture, because there is nudity, but there is also the use of sheets, and constantly the performers evolve through different kinds of moods pertaining to, relationship, but not necessarily a couple, you know, but it's more like the bond between two people that goes on and is varied through moments of despair, of joy, of connection, disconnection, and the nudity and the sheet serves it's also an aesthetic matter, and it's an emotional thing, more than intellectual. So I think that describes it. It's performed by two dancers, who are Catherine Larocque and Stuart McIntyre. And there's still shows on tonight at 20h30, 8:30, tomorrow at 12:15, at noon 15, and Saturday the last show is at 6:30. So is there anything you would need to know?
Karen, just what is the venue for your show?
The venue, that's a good idea. Studio Jean Valcourt, which is in the Conservatoire de Musique de Montréal.
Okay, so it's 4750 Henri Julien.
Yeah, that's it, yes.
Everyone can always find all the shows on the Montreal Fringe website as well, and all the times. So all accessible for the information.
And the duration of the show is 30 minutes, and it's $6 all in with the fees included.
Mm-hmm. Great.
Okay, any last things you want to add about your show before we move on, Joanne?
Maybe, but about it
awesome.
Right now.
Yes, okay. Great. So that, just give us the name of your show one last time.
It's Ensemble ou séparé, je me souviendrai de toi, which means in English, together or apart, I shall remember you.
Okay, great. All right, I'm going to call Wolves and Selves. I want to hear about Wolves and Selves. Where are you guys from?
This is Erin Robinsong. I'm from Toronto.
And I am Andrea, and I'm originally from Mexico and Costa Rica, and lived in Toronto, and now I live in Montreal.
Okay.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about Wolves and Selves. Tell us a little bit, you know, about your process, your inspiration, what the work is. What can we expect? What can we not expect?
Well, it's an hour-long piece. It investigates different layers of the human animal, from the domesticated to the wild, to the sensorial. So we're really working in a collage style, especially at the beginning of the piece, with various scenes and types of creatures that, as you'll see if you come see the piece, that slowly become one creature.
And we were interested a lot in... originally, we picked the title, not necessarily knowing why we had picked it, and the more research we did into wolves, we actually spent a month on Cortes Island in B.C., working on this piece, and there's two large packs of wolves that for years and years have lived really close to humans, but humans would never see them. And in the last 2 years, they just started appearing, and there were sightings almost every day. And talking to a biologist there, she told us about how wolves in mystical and stories, they represent change, and they come in times of great change, and they appeared for about 2 years, and now they have people are not seeing them anymore. And so we were interested about what is that change that's coming, and what are they telling us? How are they asking us to adapt to the different resources that are ending, including, for example, helium, which for our show we use a lot of helium and balloons, and we realize that there's a helium shortage and that helium is actually running out just like oil is. And so these limits that as humans we're reaching and how we mold and transform as we find them.
Yeah, so with the helium, for instance, it was this very real limit where we were just, going to order it for our show and really almost didn't have it and had to change things about the piece. And the more, to get back to wolves, the more that we researched wolves and spoke with people on Cortes, which is one of the closest cohabitations of wolves and people that in North America, the more it became about people. So wolves are a part of it, but it's certainly not a piece about wolves, but it's sort of via a lot of research and time we spent in this place.
Mm. Yeah. Sounds really interesting. Yeah. It's Karen, you have a question?
I'm just kind of like biting my tongue over here because I've seen this show, and so I want to like talk about it, but I don't want to give too much away. But I'll just say that... it's definitely a show that has a lot of very interesting elements in it and keeps you surprised. So I recommend that people go and check it out. It is, it's not something that you're going to be like, oh, just another contemporary dance show. It's very unique, and you can really see the layers of research and work that went into it, and it's fun. And I know it's happening at the Bain Saint-Michel, which is a beautiful abandoned swimming pool in the Mile End at the corner of Saint-Dominique and Maguire.
Mm-hmm. And we have two shows left. There's one, the late night show tonight at 11:45, and then our last show is on Sunday at 6 p.m.
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
Thank
so that
you.
Was
Thank you.
Wolves and Selves. Okay. Sora, Colin Sora, mm-hmm. girls, ladies, beautiful ladies. So,
okay,
what so is Sora?
Okay, first of all, we are from Montreal,
great.
Both of us. Well, Alessandra too, which is not here right now. And we studied all together, and that's how we
at Ballet Divertimento.
Yes.
Where we have a residency there. So it's great to have studio all the time to create.
And so, Sora is a 40-minute piece. It's in three parts. The first part is more...
about our fears, personal fears, and how we can build, like, and having, like...
We can build something from
out of
there.
It, yeah.
Yes, out of it.
And we have a beautiful guitarist with us, live on stage.
Philippe da Silva,
who I'm performing a duet with him. So it's kind of interesting, I think.
Yes.
And the second part is more dynamic, energetic.
Yeah. Yes, more about movement and joy, light.
Did you guys create all of this together, the three of you? And the three of you guys performed and created everything together.
Yes,
so how did you guys come together and what was the inspiration for this work?
Energy of dancing.
just wanted
that's
to.
That's all.
Yes, exactly. Right.
That's
we
yes.
were doing just that's nothing, and we really simple. Wanted to dance.
Okay, so. Cool.
Yeah.
Okay, awesome.
So we have 3 shows left at the Studio Jean Valcourt. Today at 4.
In an hour and a half.
Okay.
And tomorrow and Saturday.
Okay. Thank you, guys. So that was the Ladies of Sora.
Great. All right. Who do we have left here?
We have... I've stopped having that dream I've been having. That sounds... I'm very curious.
Hi. Yep. My name is Paige Krauss, and I'm the choreographer, and I'm joined with... the composer and musician Philippe Landry. And we're actually here for the first time in Montreal with Fringe. We work out of Lafayette, Louisiana. And we work as a collective of visual artists, sound artists, actors, and dancers. And the piece, I've Stopped Having That Dream I've Been Having, is really a strong collaboration between created for sound for movement and movement for sound. And it was definitely an investigation into dreams and into... imagery that we had used and pulled from the dancers themselves, and it's set as 10 movements. And when we've done it before, it's been set as an installation, a performance installation. We do a lot of work site-specific, and so it's been set where we've mostly done it in the round, and we work with a visual artist. And coming here, we've kind of restaged it to set it more in a traditional space. So it kind of breathes new, you know, it's always breathing, it's always changing each time we travel with it.
You can go.
Oh, I just had a burning question. I was curious, like, what brought you guys to Montreal? What was your...
Well, actually, one of the girls that we work with in the troupe, she comes here often to study, and she just really loved Montreal, and she... we knew that this piece, we kind of wanted to travel, we wanted to bring it to a new city, we wanted to have a new audience, so... yeah, we just applied for it. We actually did it really last minute, I think, like, in the last few hours before it closed. So it was really exciting, you know, that we got, we accepted and able to come and travel here.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Let's hear a little bit about the work from the composer.
My name is Philippe André Landry. I'm actually from a small Cajun town in South Louisiana, but I live in New Orleans now, so this place is kind of... familiar and not familiar, but yeah, Paige and I work together. Really, it's truly 50-50. I mean, she'll bring a movement and I'll match it with sound. I have a piece of sound, she'll match it with that, but we're both... I always think of her as also a visual artist because she's incredibly visual. She does a lot of cutouts and cut-ups of just imagery from magazines and newspapers and whatnot. And I compose. I don't use a laptop or anything. I actually use a magnetic reel-to-reel tape. So I'll go and hunt for tape, and I'll cut it up. And especially for this piece, because we're dealing with dreams and the mechanics of how the brain processes dreams and the falsification of memory, I think that using a tape loop with the... and even the title, I've Stopped Having That Dream I've Been Having, is this kind of false repetition of a thought or a feeling or emotion. And Paige and I kind of have this love of, like, uncanny imagery and the feeling of this kind of a sound happening again and over. And I put a lot of repetition into it because Paige loves to do a lot of repetitive movement. And I also take from being in South Louisiana, because it's not strictly electroacoustic experimental stuff. I do use traditional harmonium, pump organ, and in Louisiana, half the piece is actually written for piano, with Stravinsky in mind, with the Rite of Spring, and then it finishes with a torch song, kind of like Billie Holiday. But when we came here, I had to rewrite everything, so it's even more dreamy now. It's truly a collaboration between, like, things just Paige and I naturally feel.
Sounds like a good synergy, the collaboration between you guys. So that's great.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you, guys. That was I've Stopped Having That Dream I've Been Having. What?
I just want them to give us the next shows.
Give us the next show that you've got.
Yeah, we have one tomorrow night at 7:45, and then our last performance is on Saturday at
4:45.
Okay.
And that's great. At Studio Multimedia at the Conservatoire.
Awesome. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Okay. We have En Long and En Short. Welcome,
Hi.
Ladies.
Hi, I'm Anique Matern, and En Long and In Short is also played with
Claire Jacques.
So the two of us also are great friends and collaborators in the sense that we're in our 50s, and we said, that's it. We want to make people laugh, end of subject. So
and it's not a dance show. It's probably the only one today that's not a dance show. It's all about laugh, and it's about saying goodbye, because when you're hitting your 50s, you do say goodbye to people, to loved ones, to habits that you used to do very easily, but now you have to let go. It's also about meeting, like we're talking about the solitudes, the Anglophone and the Francophone meeting. But we are here also because we do have a movement piece that we have a lot of fun doing.
It's a blast. It's our closing number, and it's an homage to women in the 21st century. Our hectic lifestyles. Now, those of you that are 19, you're going like, what? What are they talking about? But our age, we're the guinea pigs of all this modern technology stuff. And so it runs 2 minutes to the theme of Mission Impossible.
And we have 41 moves and that express how society wants us to be.
With hula hoops.
With hula hoops.
Amazing.
And two chairs, and that's it. So it's
sold. Yeah. It's great.
And the rest of the show is all about comedy and laughter and having a good time. And it's bilingual.
Okay.
Because I'm a Francophone and Anique is an
Anglophone. It's 70% English, 20% French, and 10% Franglais. But, awesome. You know, The Fringe is a fantastic place. I mean, I'm sitting here listening to everybody. I want to go to all your shows.
Yes.
I've seen Ethereal Tribal last night. We saw them. They were fantastic. Run. Don't miss that show. The Fringe is fantastic for the outlets that it allows people to do creatively.
Mm-hmm. And we're playing at Espace Berry, 4001 Rue Berry. We have a show today at 4:30, tomorrow at 7. And then on Sunday, we're closing the whole thing at 6 p.m. And it's going to be very hot again.
Awesome. Thank you so much, guys. That was En Long and In Short. So we've gone around and we've got about 5-6 minutes left, and everyone's just gonna get like 30 seconds 40 seconds to just give a final pitch to all of our listeners about why you gotta come and see your show in these last 3 or 4 days of Fringe. You guys ready? I'm gonna give you like 10 seconds to get all your, and then I'm going to give you about 30, 40 seconds each. And I'm not going to call out your show. You guys feel the impulse. You're going to come and get the mic and, yeah, just pitch it. Give it to us.
Okay, I'll go first. It's Sue again from Ethereal Tribal. So here's my last pitch. It's 45 minutes, 10 belly dancers. It's like nothing else at the Fringe this year. It's got a bar. There's air conditioning. It's sexy. It's fun. We encourage people to have a party. Bring your friends. Bring your kids. It's going to be fun. We have a lot of fun. We hope that you guys have fun with it too.
Fun and sexy. All right. That was Ethereal Tribal. Check them out. Okay.
Well, talking about sexy. Well, this show, this show, like I said, involves nudity, but it's not, you know, it's not really sexy. Actually, sensuous, but I think it's good opportunity for someone to see that show because I think it's a moving duet, and it's done in a fashion where I think people can kind of find their own way of interpreting what is going on stage in a way. So it's a bit like open, very open, like a bit like abstract art. But I think it reaches something in everybody because it's the body, and it talks about bonds and the need to be with someone, and also what happened when the despair sinks in when
Five
there's
seconds.
Solitude.
Okay. Can you give us the name of your show, Joanne?
Oh, yes. It is Ensemble ou Séparé, Je me souviendrai de toi.
Okay, thank you so much.
En Long and In Short, it talks about all kinds of things from what happens if you fall in love with the urban animal or urban farming animal, you're taking care of, basically. So this woman falls in love with her chicken and ends up cooking it. we're talking about women in their 50s, stuff that we go through. Yes, it's not air conditioned where we are, but we promise you'll laugh enough to forget the heat. Claire, if you want to just remind people of where we are and the times.
Absolument. 4001 Rue Berry, 4001 Rue Berry Street, very easy to find, southeast Duluth and close to Metro Sherbrooke. And you're going to have a blast. And like our lady said before us, Je me souviendrai if you come to see the show.
All right. On long and in short. Next.
Sora, great dancing, great music, sensual.
Short and sweet, it's Sora. So come and see us at Studio Jean Valcourt. Three more shows.
Okay, thank you, ladies.
So this is Wolves and Selves. If you are involved and inspired by the current social movement happening in Quebec right now, if you have ever used money and done things for money that you had to domesticate yourself to do, if you like contortionists, if you like helium, please come see our show. I think you'll like it. It's both very political and very fun. And yeah, come.
We have a show tonight at 11:45, and the last one is Sunday at 6 p.m. at Bain Saint-Michel.
Great. That was Wolves and Cells. We got one, two more?
This is I've Stopped Having That Dream I've Been Having. If you like experimental music, noise music, movement in reverse, it's as if we've looked at all the rooms in the brain during a dream and compartmentalized them, and sometimes they exist and sometimes they don't exist. C'est très surrealiste. We will be having a show tomorrow at 7 at Studio Multimedia at the Conservatoire, and then again on Saturday at 4:45. Please come.
Thank you so much, guys. I hope you guys, yeah, kick butt for the last few days of Fringe and party hard. So we're going to take a short break. You've been listening to Movement Museum here on CKUT 90.3. We've been talking to a bunch of amazing sounding shows from Fringe artists here, and we hope you check them out. We're going to come back in a couple of minutes after our break to talk to some artists from Piss in the Pool. All right. See you on the other side. Hello, welcome back to Movement Museum. It is 2:36. My name is Jen Doan. I'm here with Karen Fennell. And check us out on movementmuseum.com, where you can listen to some of all of our old shows. And yeah, just kind of follow us and see what is happening in the movement world here in Montreal. So we just were talking to seven different Fringe shows. That was an exciting room full of artists that we've just talking to. And now we're turning the tables and we're going to focus on a show called Piss in the Pool that's happening this weekend. And I'm going to turn it over to my co-host Karen to let you guys know all about what Piss in the Pool is if you haven't heard about it yet.
Right. So Piss in the Pool has become a bit of an annual tradition in Montreal. This is the 8th edition. And it is a show curated by Andrew Tay and Sasha Kleinplatz of Once in Needs Dance, who I know are MIA right now as they're in Quebec City choreographing for Cirque du Soleil. But two very quite well-known and inspiring young artists in the Montreal dance scene that make a lot of things happen. And they have been making Piss in the Pool happen for the past 8 years. And traditionally, Piss in the Pool has happened in the Bain Saint-Michel, which is an abandoned swimming pool in the Mile End. But this year, it is happening at a new pool, the Bain Saint-Mathieu, which is located a little further east. The exact address is...
it's on the corner of Florian and Ontario.
Yes. Okay, and it is just east of Frontenac on Ontario Street. So there's a bit of a new look to Piss in the Pool this year, but still the same kind of idea. And it's Piss in the Pool is a very unique and inspiring show, because basically what they do is there's usually 7 or 8 artists that are invited to do a short piece, and everyone creates a piece specifically for the show. So the artists are given the opportunity to work in the space for the weeks leading up to the show. And so what you get to see is freshly created site-specific work. It's a really unique experience for the performers and for the viewers as well. Another unique thing about this show is the audience is usually asked to move around the space, so it kind of keeps you on your toes as an audience member, and it gives the artist an interesting freedom to choose the way they'd like their work to be seen. So, you know, you can choose to put the audience in the pool and you can be on the deck, or you can put the audience on the deck and you can be in the pool. So it's quite an unconventional contemporary dance show, which usually also showcases quite a variety of work that varies from very dancey pieces to more experimental performance-based pieces, more theatrical pieces. It's really varied. Yeah, so the show this year, the opening show was last night at 8:30, and it's also happening tomorrow, Friday, at 8:30, and Sunday as well, at the Ben St. Mathieu on Ontario Street. And we have in the studio with us today two of the artists who created work for this year's edition. So if you guys would like to just introduce yourself briefly.
Sure. My name is Dorian Neskendoder. And I'm a choreographer who's been in Montreal now for, 2.5 years, moving back and forth between here and New York. And Piss in the Pool is actually one of the first shows I saw here this summer before I moved to Montreal. And I thought it was just a really, really neat experience. And I was really kind of blown away by the space and the artist that I saw. And it's one of the things I was most excited about when I moved here. So I'm super happy to be part of it this year.
Great.
And I'm Leila Godin. This is more or less my first time in Montreal, so I've been dancing here for a little more than 2 weeks now. I came here with the Studio 303, who's collaborating with the residency I have in France, Main d'Oeuvre. And needless to say, I'm really excited about being here because it's always a lot of fun to just discover other venues in another country and other ways of dancing.
Let's get into your guys' work that you're presenting at For Piss in the Pool.
My piece has the working title of Dark Sea. Feels weird to title something that's only a 10-minute sketch, but we settled on Dark Sea. It's made in collaboration with my normal collaborator, Simon Grenier-Poirier, who collaborates both on the visual design and also wrote the original music for the score. And he's actually in it. It's the first time we've put him on stage in sort of a minimal role as a performer. It's funny because we started off with a completely different idea when we headed into the pool. But as soon as we saw the space, we knew it wouldn't work. So as I think a lot of people do, we started at square one when we arrived and ended up deciding to take some design elements from my last creation and totally remix them and create a completely new piece using some of those visual elements. So people who saw my last creation will recognize the mylar and the sequins, but the ambiance is completely different.
When I arrived in Montreal, I was lucky enough to get 2 hours in the pool the same night. So first time I saw the pool, I was awfully jet lagged. I decided that I wasn't going to dance because I was definitely too tired, and basically just spent 2 hours walking around it. The space is really amazing. It has little passageways and little corners you wouldn't expect. It's endless. You keep on discovering new stuff in it, and it keeps on changing every day. So it's pretty endless place. What I decided to do there is use a character of the last solo I created back in France and have her move into that space. I really wanted to work with the space. That was what got me really excited. Trying to figure out how I could establish a choreography that would allow the space to be seen in all its variety and specificities.
So how much time did you guys get in the pool? How much rehearsal time did you get to create a piece?
Not a whole lot. I think we had maybe 6 or 7 rehearsals of 1.5 to 2 hours.
Oh, okay.
So it's really a make decisions quickly kind of a scenario, mm-hmm. which is always interesting.
And when you came to the pool, like before coming, did you already have ideas and things you wanted to try, or did you come and see like, okay, like I'm going to see what inspires me? How was your process in that terms? How did it start?
I had an idea that I wanted to use that character just because I had just created the solo and I'm still very excited about it. So I wanted to also see how it could travel here, how it would be, how the culture difference would have us read it. I knew the character was going to pop out very probably, and then I really didn't know what was going to happen. I really tried to use the space as it is.
Mm-hmm. We did a total 180. We had an idea. We knew exactly what we were going to do. And then we went and visited the pool and threw it all out and did something else. Started from scratch on day one.
This show is a really, it's a really great opportunity for artists to push yourself out of your comfort zone in a certain way and just like it's sort of in the spirit of the show that it's experimental and it's like something new that's created for that space. So I think that maybe it, like, it allows us to take risks that you wouldn't necessarily take, you know, if it was a show that you're, you know, you've had like a year to work on and whatever, whatever. And so things get to be maybe a little more raw, a little more risky.
I feel like it could be one of those situations where you come in, you're like, I don't know. Or you can be like, holy, like, just like this and that and this and that and this and that. Like, how did you, I know you mentioned you had, you know, you felt very inspired and you were just like all these little, you know, nooks and crannies and stuff. Like, did you feel that way when you came in? And then, like, how did you restrain yourself, or how did you, like, limit yourself so that you could make decisions and create a piece within the time period that you had?
I think it was a tough one. I'm, like, even wondering. Yeah, the problem was not having ideas. The problem was definitely choosing which ones I should use. Mm-hmm. I have a feeling that even now, after the first show, I still have to simplify because there were really a lot of ideas. The way it happened is basically, I realized that 10 minutes was just too short for a zillion ideas, so that I just tried to make myself clear. That was the intention.
That's a really good point. I think not only the space is an interesting opportunity and also constraint, but the time limit. Mm-hmm. What can you do in 10 minutes with an audience that may or may not be standing or sitting? You don't know how comfortable they're going to be. You need to keep them engaged, even if they don't have the best seat in the house. And yes, how to have a really concise and clear statement that is its own little world and then can also kind of play nicely with these six or seven other little worlds that are going to happen during the show.
Sometimes 10 minutes isn't enough for one idea. It depends on how deep you want to go, right?
Yeah.
Definitely, yeah.
So apart from, like, doing, you know, this piss in the pool work, you guys are obviously creators outside of it and you've been doing work. And what are some of the things that you've been involved in, and, like, what is your, you know, what is your involvement between here and what have you been doing in New York?
Well, honestly, Montreal has been very absorbing in the last little bit of time. So I've been mostly showing work here. I am working on a solo with a long-term collaborator in New York for actually a contemporary ballet dancer, which is a totally different world. And something I really treasure just because it's so different than what I'm doing here. So it's an interesting contrast. And it is a long-standing relationship. So we have fun and share a lot of history. And for the upcoming year, it's going to be a lot of working on new things and a little bit of heading out on some touring with work I made last year. Mm-hmm. I'll premiere something new in May 2013. So most of this year is just going to be creation, which is exciting.
Do you work under your own, like, independent, or do you work under a company name?
We are trying to work under a company name. It's really hard to
Who's
get...
Who's we?
Simon Grenier-Poirier, okay. And myself, we're co-artistic directors of a company that we call Delicate Beast. Mm. And it's really interesting to work with a co-artistic director who doesn't come from a dance background. He's a visual artist and a musician. So we're really pulling from a lot of different resources to make our work.
And do you guys both perform when you create the work?
Well, we do this time. It's okay. Actually the first time that Simon is getting up into the space with me. It was really cute. He was very, very nervous last night. He did a great job.
So what brings you to Montreal?
I fell in love with this city is basically the bottom line. I came up here and did some workshops starting in 2006. And progressively between 2006 and 2009, I was spending more and more time here. And people kept asking me if I was ever going to move or if I had moved. And so finally I was offered a contract and moved. Mm. And I really haven't looked back. It's been really great here.
Cool. I think you have a nice pot, like two different pots, and New York's great. I really want to go back to New York soon. So it's kind of nice to have, you know, Montreal, which is so alive and so full of amazing artists and things that are happening and opportunities as well. And also have, you know, I don't know how you feel about New York, but it's an exciting place as well, you know.
It is, and it's not that far away. So yeah, it's great to be moving back and forth between the two, as opposed to trying to do something between like a European city, you know, being in two North American cities that have really rich and really different cultural scenes has been very exciting.
You said you were invited by Studio 303 to come and show your work.
in this show. Did you have a previous association with Studio 303, or
the association is about? Between the association is between 303 and Mandeuvre, which is a huge space close to Paris, which has dance, music, theater, and visual arts. Where I've been in a residency there for the past 2 years soon. There's been the collaboration between 303 and Mandeuvre, and we've had Montreal dancers coming over. So I've met those girls coming to Mandeuvre, and it's been also a lot of fun to see them come through and see what they were doing at home. And I'm the first French girl to come here.
Great.
There's another few coming up.
Great. That's awesome. I mean, I feel like this is an awesome thing about this show and also about the Fringe is just, I mean, the group of people we just had in the studio is a very, very mixed group of people and people that come from different backgrounds and different places and different trainings. And I just think that for artists in any discipline, you know, it's always really inspiring to be able to get to travel and to meet and work with people from different places and work in different places. And yeah, it's really I saw Piss in the Pool last night, and I felt like it was a very varied show. I mean, obviously that's going to happen when you have like 7 or 8 different artists making work in one show. But I think shows like that are just really great. I think especially for, you know, for anybody really but especially for people who haven't seen a lot of contemporary dance or performance-based work, it gives you a chance to get a little sampling of a whole bunch of different worlds, and there's probably going to be one thing that you'll hate and one thing that you'll love a lot, and then a whole bunch of things in between. So, and I know that's like something that Andrew and Sasha are interested in with their events, is just showcasing a wide variety of things and trying to give as broad a scope as possible to the world of contemporary dance and performance and what that can be and how people can relate to that.
Did you guys get a chance to see the run of the show?
We saw the dress, and it's true that the dress rehearsal, and I totally agree with you. Mm-hmm. The feeling I have is that it's a very, very tasty evening with
lots of different flavors.
Yeah, lots of different flavors, definitely. And it's very nicely surprising how we can jump from one thing to another.
Mm-hmm.
From one show to another. It's a good, I feel like it's a good sampling of what you could imagine being a contemporary dance.
And I think Andrew and Sasha have taken some definite risks and have been very open in their curation, which is nice to see that it's not always the same group of choreographers showing work. They really take risks and are really open to bringing in new ideas and new visions every year.
Yeah, totally. So why don't we give a little rundown of the other artists that are in the show. We've been speaking with Dorian Nuskend Oder, and her piece is a collaboration with Simon Grenier-Poirier. It's called Dark Sea. We've also been speaking with Leila Godin, and her piece is called Errance à Montréal. There is also work by Virginie Brunel, a piece called Backwash, a piece by Two Boys TV, L'Âge d'Or, a piece by Helen Messier, L'Entre deux Eaux, a piece by Sarah Eve Grant, Le Roi de la Montage, and a piece by Dana Michelle called Whoopi. So those are the choreographers presenting work in this year's edition of Piss in the Pool. And it is this year a co-production with Studio 303, which is an amazing dance organization in Montreal.
So just before we end off our show, is there any last words you guys want to like mention or talk and tell our audiences, tell our listeners?
I think it's important that everybody knows that the Bain Mathieu is air conditioned.
This is very true. And there's a bar.
It's frigid.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it's pretty sweet, I have to say. I didn't really want to leave last night when I was there.
Oh, nice.
It's a beautiful venue, and it is located at 2915 Ontario East. It's close to the Frontenac Metro, or it's a really short bike ride if you just hop on your bicycle from the plateau.
Downhill.
Yes. Downhill, it's true. And it's at 8:30 Friday night and Sunday night. Take note, it's alternating days. And the tickets are $12 at the door. check it out.
Yes, and just in case you didn't catch it yet, it's not at the same pool that it has been in the last 7 years. It is one near Frontenac Metro.
It's a new space.
Okay, thank you guys so much for coming in and talk to us, and we hope that the next couple shows, you know, go wonderfully. Piss in the Pool and the Montreal Fringe. The city is alive right now, but in a way, it's kind of like, it's so hot, I feel like I'm barely getting anywhere. I'm just like, I can't really move, I can't bike as fast, and I'm just like, I can't do anything, it's so hot.
It's all about getting from one air-conditioned space to another.
So just before we finish our show, I just wanted to give out a little mention to all of our listeners, whether you are an artist or not. There is a new hot and upcoming website. It's called Where Are the Shows? It's actually developed by my friend Mohammed Hamad. And the inspiration for this website, it's an arts and culture listing website. It's an open source listing site. So the inspiration came from Mo. He works as a social media consultant. And he's a photographer as well, but he's not really in the scene. He doesn't know that many artists, but he loves going to shows, and he never knows where to go because he's not connected with this, you know, the network on Facebook and on whatever else. So he was always having trouble finding, you know, where are these shows to go at, especially the indie ones. So he created a website called Where Are the Shows, montreal.wherearetheshows.com. And it's, like I was saying, an arts and culture listing site. So if you're an independent artist, an independent company, producer, curator, event organizer, anything like that, this is a website where you can go on and list your events and your shows for free. So the advantage of doing that is now you're going to reach out to, you know, the network that is beyond your own online and social network, because you invite your friends to Facebook, right? But then that's just your friends. But now what happens is that you can get your shows listed on one platform that is going to reach out to everybody else who is not in your network and hopefully get more exposure. And it's free. So it's a really great website. Check it out, montreal.wherearetheshows.com. And even if you're not going on there as an artist to list your show, it's a great place to see what is happening. We list dance, theater, music, circus, workshops, parties, awesome. Anything that is, an arts and culture event. So check it out. And that's all I wanted to say. So we are coming to an end in our show, and we've had a really exciting one. So I just want to shout out to everybody to let them know you guys can check out movementmuseum.com and listen to our past shows, follow us, you know, and on Twitter. You can also, we're also a podcast, so you can download us and listen to us all the time because we know you love us. And that's about it. Great. We're going to be back here next Thursday, 2 to 3 p.m. My name is Jen Doan. I've been here with Karen Fennell.
Hello. Goodbye.
And that's it. Keep yourself cool, peeps. We'll
happy
see you next
Saint-Jean.
Week. Happy Saint-Jean. Okay, bye.